In a world where princesses are born to rule and commoners to serve, what happens when a royal loses everything but finds herself in the process? Crown Princess Anna Dori Kiladra Taliana Isalay of Kildintree was unusual from birth, silent for 3 days, as if listening to something no one else could hear. This peculiarity foreshadowed her special ability to communicate with animals, particularly birds, a gift that her mother, the queen, viewed with suspicion rather than celebration. Only Ani's aunt, who shared this rare talent, nurtured her connection with the swan community at the palace pond. These moments represented the only true freedom Ani experienced in her childhood, creating a fundamental conflict between her authentic self and the royal role she was expected to fulfill. When her father dies unexpectedly, Ani's world shatters. The queen announces that Ani's younger brother will inherit the throne instead, while Ani is to be sent to marry the prince of neighboring Bayern, a political alliance to prevent potential invasion. Stripped of her birthright and dispatched to a foreign land, Ani departs with her escort, including her loyal horse Falada and her lady-in-waiting Celia, unaware that treachery awaits on the journey ahead. Have you ever trusted someone completely, only to discover they've been plotting against you? This becomes Ani's devastating reality. During their journey through the forest, Celia captures everyone's attention while Ani grows isolated. The betrayal culminates when guard Ungalad attempts to murder Ani at a waterfall. After witnessing her guard slaughtered, Ani flees into the wilderness, riding aimlessly for days before being thrown from her horse. She eventually finds shelter with a stern but kind woman named Gilsa, whose son Finn agrees to take her to Bayern's capital. In the city, Ani's hopes of reclaiming her identity shatter when she spots Celia wearing one of her gowns, having successfully assumed her royal position. With no proof of her status and all witnesses presumably dead, Ani must adapt. When asked about her skills, she mentions working with horses, hoping to find Falada. Instead, she's assigned to assist the goose boy, Conrad, beginning her new life as the Goose Girl. Ani's transformation from princess to goose girl forces her to develop self-reliance and practical skills. Though initially struggling with basic tasks, she reconnects with her gift for animal communication, learning to understand geese. Her first breakthrough comes with a wounded gander named Yoke, who becomes her companion and comfort against nightmares. During a rainstorm that pauses normal work, Ani chooses to socialize rather than isolate herself. She joins Enna by the fire, where they discuss how forest folk are treated as outsiders. When asked to tell a story, Ani captivates the workers with a tale about magical horses, discovering storytelling as another way to connect with others and find her voice. Ani also forms a friendship with Garrick, whom she meets while herding geese. After demonstrating her ability to calm his unruly horse, they develop a connection that brightens her difficult days. What she doesn't realize is that Garrick is far more than the simple palace worker he appears to be, a revelation that will later upend her world again. Ani's devastation peaks when Princess Celia orders Falada killed. Despite her desperate attempts, Ani fails to save him, later finding his head mounted above the goose pasture gate. Yet even in death, Falada offers a final gift. Standing before his mounted head in moonlight, straining to hear his voice, she catches a faint echo calling her Princess. Then something remarkable happens. The winter breeze touches her cheek, and she hears her title again, this time in the wind's voice. It is true, after all, she realizes. Even the wind has a language. This newfound ability proves crucial when thieves attack the goose pasture. Using her wind speaking, Ani creates a defensive whirlwind of dirt and pebbles that drives them away. Meanwhile, Ani discovers Celia has convinced the king that Kildinry plans to attack Bayern, prompting war preparations. She realizes this is Celia's strategy to keep her secret safe by destroying Kildinry entirely. The situation worsens when Conrad witnesses Ani commanding the wind, deepening his suspicions about her true identity. Everything changes when Ani is attacked by Ungolad's men. Though wounded, she escapes and finds her way to Gilsa and Finn's cottage. While recovering, she reveals her complete story, being the crown princess, Celia's betrayal, learning wind speaking, and her time as a goose girl. During recovery, Ani discovers her ruby ring on a neighbor, leading her to Talon, her guard captain she believed dead. Their emotional reunion brings hope as they plan to expose Celia's treachery. Returning to the worker settlement, Ani learns Enna has revealed her true identity to everyone. Surprisingly, the workers believe her story and volunteer to help confront the king. Their loyalty comes not from her royal status, but from knowing her personally. "Because we know you," Enna explains. With 30 workers carrying crooks and staffs, Ani discovers the court has left for Prince Garrick's wedding to Princess Anna Dori at Lake McGinhard. The revelation that Garrick, her friend from the meadow, is actually Byron's crown prince adds another layer of betrayal to her already complicated emotions. At Lake McGinhard Estate, Ani confronts Celia before the court, exposing the plot to manufacture war between the kingdoms. When Ungolad holds a knife to Ani's throat, she calls upon the wind to shield herself. Chaos erupts as Talon and the animal workers charge in, shouting, "For the Yellow Lady!" In the climactic battle, Garrick duels Ungolad. Though the traitor draws royal blood, Garrick ultimately prevails, ending the threat to both Byron and Kildinry. Afterward, Garrick confesses his genuine feelings for Ani, admitting he missed her and expressing amazement at finding someone who understands Byron's needs better than he does. When he asks if she'll have him, Ani happily accepts with a kiss. The king welcomes her as daughter and honors her as Princess Anna Dori Kiladraya Taliana Izzeli, she who ended our war before the javelin was thrown. Ani's journey captivates not merely through her royal restoration, but through her profound transformation. The shy crown princess from Kildinry emerges as a confident young woman who navigates both palace politics and understands common people's struggles. Her once shameful gifts become strengths that save both her life and kingdom. Most significantly, Ani finds her voice, both in her supernatural abilities and in her willingness to advocate for herself and others. The goose girl doesn't vanish beneath the princess's crown. Instead, these identities merge into something more authentic than either could be alone. The goose girl shows us that identity isn't fixed at birth or defined externally, but discovered through challenges, nurtured through relationships, and chosen through courage and self-acceptance. Sometimes, losing what we thought defined us reveals who we truly are. Perhaps the most powerful magic isn't commanding wind or speaking with animals, but embracing our complete selves, both our strengths and humble origins, our gifts and hard-won wisdom.